This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have been talking over the last couple days, actually throughout the week. It started when we actually seen some kids, younger people, our posterity, that were overthrowing a police car, attempting to release one of their friends that was detained for breaking the law. And this is the kind of stuff and the message that we have been sending for the last 15 years on live radio. That's why we were actually a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem. And we were fighting for those, namely our posterity, who are subject to everything and protected from nothing. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to be a part of the answer, and that's exactly what we have been doing. Well, this is what we were warning the American people of. These protesters, many of them are bought and paid for. Do keep that in mind. They're being bussed from state to state. And you know George Soros and the likes of the Clintons and the likes of the Obamas are all a part of this with the communists attempting to incite domestic insurrection, just so you know where this is coming from. But many of these useful idiots are also your kids in many ways, friends. These are your kids, regardless if they are yours through the bloodline or not. They're still your responsibility because they are your and you are your brother's keepers. We are in this together. We, the people, has meaning in this country. Well, without further ado and without belaboring this, friends, do keep in mind that these are the young people today in many cases that are protesting. Protesting the likes of those that want to enforce the law. See, this is what Barack Hussein Obama has been breeding for the last 8 years, that you've given him a pass to breed, friends, as he emulates Mao Zedong. For those that did not know, it was Barack Hussein Obama that was actually putting Mao Zedong light bulbs on a Christmas tree. And if that doesn't put a chill up your spine, nothing will. And the warning has been that, friends, Mao Zedong taught the younger people that they were a democracy, just like every president since Ronald Reagan has taught your children. Every president has acknowledged that we are a democracy when, in fact, we are not. I warned you that they go for the younger generation. They have been indoctrinating young people in public schools in this country for the last 60 years. If you're 60 years and younger, you have been dumbed down by design. And you can see the fruit of what's been tolerated. 700,000 students in public schools every year that graduate cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. These are the protesters. These are the kids that have been subjected to believe that it's okay to murder the innocent in the womb because, after all, corruption in government sanctioned it. These are the young people that have been dummied down to believe that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So therefore, what's been bred, friends, is the younger generation, looking at the older generation as a complete reproach, wants to overthrow it. See, they want to take, the have-nots want to take away from the haves. That would be the older generation, the constitutional republic in which we are, Article 4, Section 4. the younger people who believe that we're a democracy and that have been indoctrinated for the last 60 years want to overthrow the older generation that could have cared less about where they're at today. And in many cases, friends, rightfully so. I'm not advocating lawlessness, but I am telling you what Jesus said. Wisdom is justified by her children. If you don't want to train up your children in the ways that they shall go, so when they are old, he or she will not depart from it, I'll tell you what, a dictator wannabe will do just that. And that's exactly what every president has done over the last 60 years in this country. As a matter of fact, for all you Ronald Reaganites, do remember William Bennett said, in essence, that the longer that kids stay in public schools in America, the dumber they get. Of course. And we know that they're being taught international baccalaureate, a global scheme contrived in 1962. We know that they've been subjected under George W. Bush and the Bush regime, who was tied to the likes of financing Adolf Hitler in the 30s. This is factual information, friends. Who taught them No Child Left Behind, and all the good little professed Christians stood down and let him do it. No Child Left Behind is nothing more than shooting for the floor, leveling the playing field so nobody's better than anybody else. And instead of shooting for the stars, they teach him to shoot for the floor. And now you have something called Common Core, created by a bunch of ignorant bureaucrats who want to dummy down the next generation so they can have total control over your children. And your children today, through Riot, which is the voice of the unheard, are attempting to get your attention one way or another. And I'll tell you what, friends, this is perfect judgment, and I've shared with you. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. But making the point as well, do keep in mind, much of this protest going on in your country, there's very little of it, friends. The media wants to blow it up. But do keep in mind, much of the protest is bought and paid for. Many of the people that are going into New York are from different states. Philadelphia are from different states. Other cities where they're claiming that there's massive protest, they're being bussed in, friends. So I'm going back to I'm not reaching out to the illegals. I'm reaching out to our kids, our posterity, our responsibility, those young people that have a God-given right to be here in this country that have been so dummied down that they honestly don't know the difference. I'm glad you're listening today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, because what we have been talking about is just that. Instead of just magnifying the problems the way that conservatives and professed Christians love to do, we're here to give you the answers today. Yes, we're showing you what the problem is, but we're always giving you the answer at every given show on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Why? Because we've had enough. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So if they're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, then we need to give them a knowledge as to how to get their feet out of the miry clay, to put them upon the rock so the Lord can establish their going, prayed David. And so, therefore, what we want to do is teach you the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Read Proverbs 1, Proverbs 2, Proverbs 3, and Proverbs 4. It is just awesome stuff, friends. And it's what every young person and old person and in between needs to read. We need to feed on the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ, because he has come to deliver his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21, not in their sins, from their sins. And to liberate a people, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. America, when God shed his grace upon America, he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And out of gratitude, we do the right thing in honor to the Son who sacrificed himself to give us the liberties in which we have. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, folks. And we're going to talk about, again, the magnanimity of minds concerning our forefathers and what was it that they fed on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Or you can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Without further ado, what I'd like to do is I'd like to jump over. We're talking about how our posterity who has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I'm not talking about the illegals, friends. And speaking of which, folks, I have a post up from the College of Irvine, California, where there was some individuals that were protesting the American flag. They wanted to have it removed. Did you know that they were all illegal? They were all here as exchange students from different countries. This is what you're tolerating, America. So we're not talking about that group of people. We're talking about the group of people, the young people in this country. I'm backhanding them. I'm rebuking them. I'm correcting them. And a wise man will take reproof. I'm correcting them for the very purpose that nobody's loved on them enough to actually tell them the truth, to get in their face and tell them the truth, rather than, you know what, we need to put you on some meds or we need to put you on some counseling. No, they need a good backhand, folks, across the backside. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Chastisement means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. We need not hold or withhold the rod, friends. The Bible tells us again in Proverbs that to he withholds the rod, hates his son. I don't hate you, I love you enough to tell you the truth. And I'm going to give you some information that you may not know of. Folks, I've shared with you in the past how doing colleges across the country, I spoke to about 70, 75 professors in North Carolina. And while doing that particular assembly program for 75 professors in that particular college, I asked them basic, simple questions concerning our government. I asked these professors how many in this room can tell me what form of government we have been giving. And then what I've asked them is, I say, are we a democracy or a republic? I've hit on this a million times. They all thought we were a democracy. There and there alone is the very reason that we're in trouble today. And it's interesting to note how many people in representative positions in our government continuously talk about, this is the new thing, friends, it's not just a democracy. Now our democratic constitution or our constitutional democracy, it's like, where? Folks, and they're dead serious. They believe what they're telling you. They're just telling you what they've heard from other dummy down individuals. Remember, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in another. What you're dealing with today in government is what you've allowed to be taught in public schools three and four generations back. That's who's ruling the roost now. And for the most part, they're a bunch of burnt hippies that experience something called free love, which does not exist. And they're still high on PCP, and they're selling your country down the river. Unless this new administration does what they say, we're in trouble by enforcing the law and bringing the rule of law back into this country. Amen. That's exactly what we need to do. King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. But America, you need to understand, you are the law. So 318.9 million of you cannot sit down and complain about what you allow 535 members of Congress or Senate or your representatives or whatever the case may be, executive, judicial, or legislative branches, friends. It doesn't matter. You cannot excuse yourself out of what you tolerate in this country. But in saying that, friends, those professors thought that we were a democracy. And just think about it. Our young people are indebted to these professors to pay for their salaries to teach them how to be a good little useful idiot called communists. This is a fact. This is all in contrast to who we are. Somebody dropped the ball over the last 60 years. And there's no doubt about it. Who was that? We the people, we've tolerated this, America. And I want to tell you something first and foremost. I am not a part of the lot that tolerates it. I have been a part of the answer since day one. I've been in the ministry for 20 years, and my life and my family's life has been spent in the care of our younger generation and to the older as to who will listen. And you know, it's been said that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. There is some old dogs out there that are learning new tricks, friends. Because the Holy Ghost is just as effective with the old as he is with the old to bring about salvation through regeneration and renewing. Remember David said, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me? Yep, that's right. And his word is like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. It matters not who they are. So, without further ado, friends, I want to play some audio of one of these idiots. This is Neil Cavuto. I gotta honestly say, he's probably a little bit better of what you're gonna get on conservative radio. But in so many different ways, friends, these are, without a shadow of a doubt, the reason as to why you're painted in a corner today. But I want you to listen to this little college student who thinks she's just gonna step up to the microphone and tell us, the rest of us, how it's done. Okay? Now, before I play this again, keep in mind this is a college student. This is what's being raised up in the United States of America. And what's interesting is they want to rule the roost. They want to be the law. When in fact they don't know what the law is. They counter the law in so many different ways. Now, we're going to just ask her some simple questions, Neil Cavuto is, and I want you to hear how she is just all that in a bag of chips, confident as to how she needs to take this conversation. Listen to the absolute stupidity here, friends.
So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question. So I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both.
If you wanted all that stuff, someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
the 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
All right, so if the 1%, Jilly, if the 1% just had their taxes raised a few years ago back to almost 40%, then to pay for the health care law, they had them raised another few percentage points. Then they had their deductions limited to raise another couple points, where depending on the state or locality, they're pushing over about 50% in taxes. How much higher do you think? How much more do you think they should pay?
I think enough until we have a system where not one in two American families are threatened with poverty.
So where do they go?
Let's
tax them. They're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave?
The country.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S. The U.S. is like the bastion of capitalism and its success. And I think
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Absolutely. 85 people in the world hold more wealth than half of the global population.
No, wait a minute. Are we talking about 85 billionaires, or are you extending this to the 1% or whomever who earn a little bit north of $250,000? At what level, Keely, do you start saying you got to pay a hell of a lot more than you're paying now in taxes?
I mean, I think people earning, certainly people earning over $1 million a year should be contributing to the wellness of society.
If it's 50% now, let's say it's around 50% with taxes. We used to have a top rate of 90%. You think we should get back to that?
I mean, I think that eventually we will get back to that. I think
and
eventually.
You're okay with that? Are some of your friends okay with that? Do some of them want to be successful themselves and they'd be happy when they get to a level, maybe over 200,000, 250,000, they start paying 90% of taxes on that? They'll be happy with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that.
Come on, you're talking to me here. Your friends are going to be happy getting to a point in their career when they can look outside and say, finally, I'm able to pay 90% in taxes.
Obviously, you know, people in your position, you know, don't want to pay ninety percent in taxes.
I dare say, unless you're high as a kite, you wouldn't volunteer to pay 90%, right?
I mean, folks, listen to this. I mean, this student. By the way, her name is Keely Mullen. She's at the forefront of a generation complaining about the unfairness of student debt and income equality. Let's put two and two together again, friends. This little precious cupcake grew up in her family making $990,000. That's the price of her home on Chicago's north side while attending the prestigious Francis W. Parker School, which is $32,830 annual tuition. This is the one complaining. She's a good little communist trying to tear away at capitalism while she promotes communism.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, so what I'm going to do again, friends, I want to interject this into the conversation, okay? This girl, this useful little idiot, communist, which is warring against capitalism. Notice what's going on here, friends. Capitalists, by the way, which is promoted through the Word of God. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. And folks, if you read Matthew 5:16, God is glorified by bearing much fruit. John 15 as well. See, what you have here is you have these little useful idiots that come out of public schools after they've been indoctrinated for 12 years of their life. Then they go to college. They're indebted to the professors that are actually indoctrinating them to be good little communists. And this is exactly what you're getting out of this little girl. Okay? Communism is eating away at capitalism. If it wasn't for the rich, we couldn't flourish in the first place. Friends, common sense. And what's interesting is when communists who don't work, they want to steal from those that do work, you eat away at the capitalists until there's nothing left, and then that country, through a democracy, guess what, friends, is destroyed at length. What do you think is happening in this country today? You have these little useful idiots that think this little girl did not know when to shut her mouth. And she kept piping up, talking about issues she has no idea whatsoever as to what she's talking about. But because she's been told by a little communist professor what the deal is, guess what she's doing? She's parroting what she's being taught by that communist professor to a T. Now, I'm going to play it for you in just a moment, but I want to interject this into the conversation so I can bring it into a new light. Her name is Keely Mullen. This little communist is at the forefront of a generation complaining about the unfairness, putting demands on you, America, that work. Complaining about the unfairness of student debt and income inequality. Okay? She's demanding from the older generation
Well, they sit back and do nothing but parrot what their professors are telling them to parrot. Well, what you need to understand is this little precious cupcake grew up in her family's $990,000 home on Chicago's north side while attending the prestigious Francis W. Parker School, which, by the way, annual tuition is $32,830. She's currently a student at Northeastern University, where tuition is $46,000 plus $14,475 room and board. Did you also know Daddy's annual salary is $1 million? I mean, you want to talk about contradiction, friends, a walking contradiction. Here you have it. See, and that's what I appreciate about you out there that won't settle for face value as to what the state-controlled narrative wants to set. Oh, this poor little student, look at she's talking about all these homeless and in this poverty-stricken nation, one out of two families. Folks, she has no idea what she is talking about. What she is saying is completely untrue. This is what she's being taught in colleges. And folks, if you don't deal with this now and love on them enough to fight for them and set them straight, these people are going to be in government, just like the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, America, you have tolerated a foreign agent in the People's White House to destroy, and you let him go out through his incumbency, his whole tenure. What's going to happen next cycle, friends? What's going to happen the cycle after that and the cycle after that? I mean, this is ridiculous. But I want to go ahead and replay that now, now that you know who this little precious cupcake is. Okay, keep in mind, her family's $990,000 home on Chicago's north side, complaining and putting demands on the rest of us who work and pay taxes as to what we better give them or else. Okay? She's also a student at Northeastern University, where the tuition is $46,000. She has a $14,475 room and board. Boy, that sounds like, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of criminals in prisons that complain about the conditions. I mean, they get free schooling, they get free squares, they have carpet, they have entertainment, they have sports. They can pretty much do anything they want in colleges on your, or I'm sorry, in prisons on your dime. And we're half a step away from the colleges and the prisons in the first place. Because it's this mentality that breeds prisons, friends. But going back to this precious little cupcake, her daddy's annual salary is $1 million. I want you to listen carefully now that I put this in a new light as to everything she is demanding. Go ahead, Sam.
So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both.
At well, my if you wanted all that University stuff, University, someone asked to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really sort of causing a catastrophe that students are facing. I mean, we have a relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
All right, so if the 1%, Julie, if the 1% just had their taxes raised a few years ago back to almost 40%, then to pay for the health care law, they had them raised another few percentage points, then they had their deductions limited to raise another couple points, where depending on the state or locality, they're pushing over about 50% in taxes. How much higher do you think? How much more do you think they should pay?
I think enough until we have a system where not one in two American families are threatened with poverty.
So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave
the country.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S. The U.S. is like the bastion of capitalism and its success. And I think
Do you think the 1% can pay for all of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 85 people in the world hold more wealth than half of the global population.
No, wait a minute. Are we talking about 85 billionaires, or are you extending this to the 1% or whomever who earn a little bit north of $250,000? At what level, Keely, do you start saying you got to pay a hell of a lot more than you're paying now in taxes?
I mean, I think people earning, certainly people earning over $1 million a year should be contributing to the wellness of society.
If it's 50% now, let's say it's around 50% with taxes. We used to have a top rate of 90%. You think we should get back to that?
I mean, I think that eventually we will get back to that. I think
and
eventually.
You're okay with that? Are some of your friends okay with that? Do some of them want to be successful themselves and they'd be happy when they get to a level, maybe over 200,000, 250,000, they start paying 90% of taxes on that? They'll be happy with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that.
Keely,
people,
come on. You're talking to me here. Your friends are going to be happy getting to a point in their career when they can look outside and say, finally, I'm able to pay 90% in taxes.
Obviously, you know, people in your position, you know, don't want to pay $90% in taxes.
I dare say, unless you're high as a kite, you wouldn't volunteer to pay
90%. Isn't it interesting, folks, that she would say people in your position, making the assumption that he is one of that 1%, when in fact her daddy makes $1 million a year. She lives in a $990,000 home on the Chicago's north side. She pays $46,000 for her university's tuition, and her room and board is $14,475, and she wants to put demands on the rest of you, friends. That is a politician. That's exactly how politicians operate, friends. And these politicians that I'm identifying and defining right now are the ones that are responsible for destroying your country at will. Because most people don't think through this rhetoric. Did you hear her parroting Professor Vladimir Lenin? Did you hear her doing that? Did you hear her parroting and emulating the great underachiever of all time, Karl Marx? Do you not understand it's this mentality that eats away at the top, and when it's all gone, the country's destroyed? But again, friends, these are the young people that are being overlooked. These are the young people, for some reason or another, the state-controlled narrative loves to put the mic right up to their stupid mouths, and folks, stupid they are. And if it's demeaning, they've earned it. They've earned every bit of it, friends. And the American people that tolerate this are going to suffer the consequences, like it or not. I seen a quote yesterday, and it was by George Orwell. Love him or hate him, what he said was true. Because I just want to take this all the way up to the top and to those that are responsible for destroying this country and those that are responsible for tolerating this communistic behavior concerning those that do represent we the people. It was George Orwell that said, "A people that elect corrupt politicians are not victims, but accomplices." That's exactly right. And that's why I'm making and showing you the severity of actually fighting for the next generation while you still have time to do it. Because, friends, I threw out this fleece 15 years ago. Doing high school assemblies, we have to fight for our posterity. We have to fight for our posterity. We have to fight for our posterity. Knowing all the well that the federal government was going into public schools, into the indoctrination centers, and by force indoctrinating them against the will of the people. And by the way, we've never lost the rights. We can still go into public schools. We've never lost that right, friends. And the fact of the matter is, if we want to begin to show our younger generation how much we love them, then let's actually stand up, fight, and educate them, friends, because that's really what it comes down to today. And without further ado, friends, I'm going to come back. We got a final segment coming up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You got Bradley Dean. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. I'm going to come back to our forefathers, the magnanimity of minds, and I'm going to show you what they fed on, but I'm going to ask you some basic questions in 1862.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so going off what we've been talking about all week and just highlighting the stupidities of these little useful idiots as they parrot Professor Vladimir Lenin. And I'm sure all of you out there listening right now know that Vladimir Lenin was a communist revolutionary under murderous Joseph Stalin. Well, this is what's bleeding into America today and what you're seeing today throughout. Folks, for every problem that you have in this country, it's being created by communists, those that are at war with God. And to the American people that sit by and allow this kind of stuff to happen, you are an accomplice to their crimes. It's just that simple. It's a fact. And you're going to be held accountable on Judgment Day for just that, if not here before that. So anyways, we started out this week just kind of highlighting the mentality of the younger people that are protesting and understanding that riot is the voice of the unheard. True that. That's true. But there's a lawlessness that's going along with what's going on out there. And we know that many of them are illegals. We also know that many of them are paid protesters going from state to state. This is a fact. And we know where that bleeds up to and leads up to going up the flagpole is George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama and the likes of Hillary Clinton and that crew. And criminals that call themselves representatives when in fact they are not. But in saying that, going back in contrast, showing you who our forefathers were. Yesterday I shared with you that in the lesson books concerning our forefathers, they were taught the character of Jesus Christ, the golden rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake to Zion, and on prayer. And then we were talking about the magnanimity, these intellectual giants like Charles Carroll,
The signer of the Declaration entered college at age 10 years old. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at age 12. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. John Trumbull read through the Bible at age 4. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at age 6. He passed the Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. Parents held him out of college until he was 13 years old, of course, because he didn't want to embarrass the rest of the guys. And I'm sure he didn't do that in a sense of being disrespectful in any sense of the word. He was being he was a humble, meek individual. But what else were they taught? Let's ask some of these questions during the last segment. I want to see how many you and how many of you out there that are listening right now can actually answer these questions. Okay, what is a habeas corpus? Habeas corpus. Habeas corpus. Can anybody tell me what a habeas corpus is? Well, it's a writ requiring a person under arrest to be brought before a judge or into court, especially to secure the person's release unless lawful grounds are shown for the detention. Okay? Now, how many knew that? Well, this was actually what fourth graders in 1862 in their geography classes were asked during questions and tests. I mean, crazy stuff. Habeas corpus. Okay, what is an ex post facto? Well, we all want to know what ex post facto is. Okay, but before we do that, let's go to a bill of attainder. Okay, because that was one of the next questions. Bill of attainder. What is it? A bill of attainder is also known as an act of attainder or writ or attainder or bill of pains and penalties. It's an act of a legislature declaring a person or group of persons guilty of some crime and punishing them, often without a trial. Is that legal in the United States of America? Absolutely not. But that's what a bill of attainder is, friends. Okay. Now, what is ex post facto law? Well, here's a definition. This is another question asked to fourth graders in 1862 in this country. Fourth graders. Okay. Ex post facto, a law that makes it illegal, an illegal, an act that was legal when committed. It increases the penalties for an infraction after it has been committed or changes the rules of evidence to make conviction easier. Again, the Constitution of the United States prohibits the making of ex post facto law. So what's legal today and it's illegal tomorrow, they can't come back on ex post facto and say, well, we're going to go back and say it was against the law. You can't do that. That's called ex post facto. It was legal then. Okay? And keep in mind, God is the lawgiver, man is not. Okay? So let's go to the next one. Questions asked to fourth graders in their geography classes in 1862. Just to show you the magnanimity and the intellectual giants and what they were feeding on. And the first and foremost, what were they feeding on? The Christ. And all across the boards, you can see how smart they were by what they were feeding on. What's a bill of credit, America? 53 countries that are listening. A bill of credit is a phrase from Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution. It refers to a document similar to a banknote that is issued by a government representing its indebtedness to the holder and typically designed to circulate as money. These, again, friends, were things that little people in this country, namely in the fourth grade, knew. Again, these were questions asked to fourth graders. Here, let me give you a couple more. Elementary questions for elementary students. Just listen to this once, okay? In 1862, these are the questions that were asked. One insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000. Dollars and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000, paying $126. What was the rate of insurance? Are you tracking with me, Sam? Here's another question. How much money must be given with 9 $100 shares at 15% discount in exchange for 8 $100 bonds at a 2% discount? Again, these were questions that were given to students in math class in 1862. Let me give you another one. A boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did each sustain, it having been insured for $500? I mean, this is crazy stuff. I'll give you two more, and I'm going to hand it over to Stephanie real quick. Again, in 18, now going to 77, these are mental math problems. You couldn't use a pencil, and you couldn't use paper. On a farm, there are 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse, there are three cows, and for each cow, there are two sheep. How many animals of each kind? Folks, again, fourth grade questions during tests in math. No pencil, no paper. They get more intense, don't they? Here's another one. If seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of the men leave when the work is half completed? And as I just brought up during the beginning of this last segment, friends, what is a habeas corpus? What's a bill of attainder? What is ex post facto? What are bills of credit? Folks, I can't even, in going to the very forefront of all of this, friends, going to the foundations of our country, I can't even ask professors at colleges what form of government we have been given where they have been right. And it stands true. What I told you, America, in schools and high schools, at least they still have a chance. When they get to college, it seems like they're completely ruined. So, going back to this week's content, and what we have been talking about since day one, is Martin Luther correct at what he said, or is he not? Because I tend to agree with him, and by the way, so does history every step of the way. I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are the wide gates to hell.
Well, a hearty amen to that. And I think, you know, when people listen to Sons of Liberty, they're just getting such a wide range of knowledge, not just head knowledge, but experience. It's such good content. It's kind of like, you know, a ripe apple or a ripe peach. You just bite into it. It's like, ooh, that was good. And you want to be able to know more. And
yeah, taste and see that the Lord is good.
I think so, too, because even, you know, going to your My War documentary series that we have available at SonsLibertyRadio.com, when people hear you speak at the events, you know, they can't take down notes fast enough. It's like, she's like, oh, I can't write everything down. I say, well, get the My War documentary series. That way you've got it there. It's my favorite thing at table.
Let me just go to San Diego. I remember doing a tea party. We did a whole handful of tea parties in California. And I noticed that when we were in San Diego, which was a later date, where I did tea parties earlier, somebody's, as a matter of fact, one of them just happens to be a Fox News anchor. I seen this individual in the back of the room typing everything out. And at the end of my program, she came up to me and she says, I couldn't type out fast enough the things that you were saying. Because, folks, it's not just the liberals that don't know the information that I'm giving to you. It's those that call them the educated folks. As a matter of fact, I just had, just a moment ago, an attorney say, what about lines between church and state? I said to him, you're an attorney and you think that there's lines between church and state? I said, if you're an attorney in the USSR, you could see it's found in Article 52 of your Constitution, but you're an American. I said, do your homework.
That's exactly right. And that's what people find out when they hear you speak and they listen. Okay, that's great, but how can I get all this information? Well, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or Sons of Liberty Media.com. Get that information in our store. We've got wonderful products, and do support us. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. Don't delay. If you're being fed spiritually, you want other people to get fed too, help support this work. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.